So here we go. We're taking a look at why robots are going to be used more and more in the future to help with the building of our cities, the structures, etc. In September, Mr. Sakamoto's firm gained a promising new coworker, a robot. Robo Carrier is currently working on a high-rise development in Osaka, transports heavy gypsum board pallets nightly from the ground floor to wherever they're needed. Now, here's the question that Mr. Sakamoto asks. Can you imagine that materials are in the right position in the morning when laborers come to the site? RoboCarrier works at night, and robotics is one area that's posed to benefit from coming super fast 5G mobile networks. Better connectivity will make it easier for multiple robots to cooperate. Can you imagine a team of robots working together the way teams of humans work together? And when you think about some of the drama that humans bring to the table, I mean, just so much stuff that humans bring with them. That drama is there. And it's not just between females either. Males bring a lot of drama to the table. Unnecessary drama everywhere. On the work site, in the worship site, at home, males and females creating drama. What are the chances that teams of robots will bring less drama to the work site than humans? I mean, do you think that they'll be competing for positions? Do you think that they'll be brown nosing? Do you think that the robots will slander and lie on each other in order to try to defame each other, to try to ruin each other's reputation? Do you think that they'll try to gather information from each other for the purpose of trying to prevent each other from doing what they were created to do? Food for thought. They're saying that many small robots could swarm, working together on different parts of a task. An example is the collaborating 3D printing robots being developed at Singapore's Nanyang Technological University, each of which can print concrete following a computer map. Can print concrete. All the robots that are in a swarm could learn from what one robot is learning. And Shimizu is introducing other robotic workers as well. Robo Welder welds steel columns, while Robo Buddy inserts hanger bolts and installs ceiling boards. And so one of the things that we're seeing here on the jump is that these robots will not all be doing the exact same thing. They'll be able to divide up the tasks, divide up the labor, the same way it's divided up amongst humans. The robots operate autonomously, performing tasks that a supervisor assigns them on a tablet. So here's the thing, and this is one of the points that I wanted to raise. In this case, we have quite a few humans who are retiring from these positions, and they're not being replaced by enough people coming behind them to fill enough of those vacant, soon to be vacant positions. And so the robots are on the way. Here's the thing, though. In many cases, humans will still be needed to, if you will, oversee, supervise, program, etc., the robots that will be used. Are you interested enough in technology, robotics, to go to school, learn how to get yourself in position to be one of the people who can help run from that angle, run things from that angle when the robots do play a bigger part in our lives, they are going to play a bigger role in our lives, ladies and gentlemen. That is the way a lot of our leaders are planning it. And in some cases, such as this one, it will be necessary. Okay, food for thought. Be passing it on to some of your loved ones who may need to be thinking about that, whether those loved ones be adult children, teenage grandchildren, whoever, maybe in need of a transition, maybe needing to prepare for the future. This is something to consider. And here's the thing. Sakamoto also says that there must be more and more robots on site because the labor shortage in their nation is a nationwide problem. Japan's construction labor pool will fall to 2.2 million by 2025. In 2014, Japan's construction labor pool was 3.4 million. By 2025, that same labor pool will only be 2.2 million. And here's the thing, that's not just an issue for Japan. Worldwide, the construction business is looking increasingly to robots as it confronts a shrinking and aging workforce. Or I guess I should flip that and say, as they are faced with an aging and shrinking workforce. Globally, the construction robot market will more than double in size to $420 million by 2025. It was at $200 million in 2017, just 3 years ago. I'm sorry, 1 year ago, according to consultants QI Research. In the U.S., are we immune to this? Do we have enough people in the construction industry taking the places of those who will be retiring that we really don't need to be concerned about that? Well, in the U.S., construction workers are getting older. The average age is currently 43, according to Jeremy Seerock, who's the co-founder of Pittsburgh firm Advanced Construction Robotics. Average age in the U.S. of construction workers is 43. 10 years ago, the average age was mid-30s. And 80% of U.S. general contractors say that they're having trouble filling vacancies for skilled workers. How many of you remember the conversation I had with the president of R.W. Allen and with Ben McGee with Goldmech several months ago? And they were both saying that part of the issue is, part of the problem that they have, their project that reaches out to high schools, high school students, is because so few people even consider that industry, the building industry, mechanical industry, etc. Don't even think about it. Don't consider it. And they're having shortfalls when it comes to the labor pool. 80% of U.S. general contractors say that they're having trouble filling vacancies for skilled workers. There's a clear trend, according to Mr. Seerock. The younger generations are not going into the construction fields. That kind of surprises me, to be honest, because you can make such a good living in that field. And it seems to me that there would be so many young people who would find that field, the construction industry, interesting. There's just so many different things that can be done in that field. I'm just surprised. I'm curious as to why the lack of interest among the young people. And it seems like this would be a win-win in the sense that employees are needed in those fields and they pay well. Those are two of the points that the two men shared when they spoke with me months ago. So, younger generations aren't going into the construction fields. As a result, Shimizu has invested 20 billion yen, roughly $179 million, since 2015, developing construction robots. His robots reduce manpower needs for a given task by 70% to 80%. In the U.S., nearly half of construction jobs could be replaced by robots by 2057, according to researchers at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and Midwest Economic Policy Institute. Nearly half of construction jobs could be replaced by robots by 2057. In this case, there's no need for us to be upset that robots are being brought on the scene, because for whatever reason, again, there aren't that many people who are showing an interest in the field. As well as being tireless, robots can do the toughest, most dangerous jobs on a building site, according to Mr. Sakamoto, potentially preventing injury and loss of life. I can't help but think about that. I think about particularly when men in particular, I know that there are probably some women, but you rarely see women working on these jobs. But working on these buildings, 3 stories high, 10 stories high, 30 stories high, and there is definitely potential for loss of well-being, loss of life. And I couldn't help but think about that when they talked about the robots doing their thing. Don't want robots to fall and be damaged irreparably either, but I'd much rather a robot fall than a human fall. And so, who knows, maybe that's part of the reason that some people aren't going into the construction industry. They just don't want to work, for example, on high-rise buildings. But of course, not every construction project would involve working on a high-rise building. Anyway, work which suits robots is for robots. And work which suits humans is for humans. That's what Mr. Sakamoto says. In the future, faster data speeds, thanks to 5G, combined with lower latency, which is the time gap between a request and response, means robots will be able to put more processing tasks into the cloud. And the end result would be a cheaper, more clever robot. Cheaper and more clever. And we've been talking about the fact that we have quite a few people who want robots to get to the point where they think for themselves. Even though humans will definitely start out with this programming process, do you think that they will design the programs, the software in these robots, so that eventually the robots can learn on their own without receiving assistance from us Homo sapiens?